You are not an ordinary person. We are the outshining of God's glory. Don't let any circumstance have enough power to bother you. The Father has nowhere to stay than inside you and cannot express himself unless through your body. So your body becomes his body. That is why the Bible says we are the body of Christ. Shout it. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a world shaker. I live by the word. I'm born by the word. We are here to produce heaven on this earth. I produce heaven on earth. Zadiva Kasi. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. That's why I say, don't give up. Hey. Moko seki para buka du seki baha. Zabu. Rebege de bezia. Vege. Yakusa ti paroski para katara. Ah, do like 10 water into one.
Mandele belebeko shokere belebeko saya. Maliki boloboko shokira balabaka sindelebe. Maliki boloboko shakira balabaka saka balaba. Baliki bolobo shankalaba satelebe shoko bolosa. Malende shepalanda sheke belebe satalabaya. Maligoski belebeko shakira boloboko saya. Maliki boloboko shakira boloboko saya. Baliko skolo boko shakira balaba. Shout a big hallelujah.
Lift up your hands. Say the word of God. Say the word of God is God speaking to me. Say the word of God is God speaking to me. I am who Christ is. I have what Christ has. I can do what Christ can do. I'm seated where Christ is seated. I am who Christ is. I have what Christ has. I can do what Christ can do. I'm seated where Christ is seated. In heavenly place. Now. Shout a big hallelujah. Walk to someone, tell the person, you are welcome to World Changers Conference. You are welcome to World Changers Conference. You are welcome to World Changers Conference. How many of you are blessed to be here tonight? You know you are going to be powered up. Say, powered up. Shout hallelujah. Shall we please open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. How many of you are you all sitting down now? I'm going to be talking about something which is very important. I would say it's not a major topic, but it's very, very important. The Spirit of God told me to talk about this thing now, and I know you all be blessed. Amen. How many of you have a personal study or a personal time for for studying? For studying the word of God. You have a personal time for studying the word of God. How many of you have it? Apart from your quiet time in the morning, how many of you have a time that you say at this particular time of the week or in these times within the week, I'll be studying the word of God for myself? Hallelujah. So that is the reason why the Holy Ghost says I should stop everything and teach this thing. Amen. Amen. I wanted to talk about a different topic, and when I was praying, he said, it's important that people don't just come to the conference, hear the word of God for hearing sake. So this week and next week, I'll be teaching a lot of things about the word of God, and I would want all of you to be partners with me. Shout hallelujah. So you don't have a personal time for studying. You're a Christian. You are born again. All right. You sing in the choir. You lead prayers. You're a prayer warrior in your church and all of that. And you don't have a time for studying. Your own personal study time. Time that you can study the word of God for your own self. This means that there is a problem. Amen. And I'll be talking about a lot of things. Shout hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. Have you all opened our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5? Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. Shall we all read together? 1, 2, go. Who has the NIV? Who has the Amplified? Who has the King James Version? Someone should check the Amplified. NIV quickly. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. And let the discerning get, that is very powerful. It's powerful. Who has the Amplified? We'll read it one by one and I'll explain. Amplified. And attain to sound counsel. They can. Shout hallelujah. That one too is powerful. Which one else? The King James Version. Let's just stop with the King James. Who has the King James? Shall attain unto wise counsel. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please be seated? Those who are having, who has the New King James? The New King James is, you have the New King James. Okay, read the New King James over.
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. I'm reading from the New King James Version. A wise man will hear and increase learning.
A wise man will hear and increase learning.
And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel.
And a man of understanding will attain, is the same as the King James. Amen. A wise man. Who is a wise man? It says a wise man is the one who does what? Who hears the word of God. And when he hears the word of God, he doesn't stay just hearing. He increases in learning. So, a wise man always wants to hear the word of God. A wise man always wants to hear the word of God. Why? Because the word of God gives us wisdom. So, he is calling such a person a wise man because it is when the person hears the word of God that becomes wise. So, a person who is hearing the word of God is making himself wise. Shout hallelujah. Paul said, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. So it is not enough for the Christian to be saved, for a person to be saved. The person is supposed to do what? Be wise unto the salvation. So there is such a thing as being wise unto salvation. You are saved, all right, but you operate in wisdom, the wisdom of God, in this salvation. Hallelujah. So, it says the wise man will hear the word of God. He will hear. And then he will not just hear, he will also increase in learning. Why? He wants to be more wiser. David said, too much studies have made me wiser than my enemies. So, it's very important that as Christians, we grow in wisdom through hearing the word of God. And we increase in learning the word of God. You increase in studying. It is not just what you hear in the church room. No. Shout hallelujah. Are you following me? So it says the wise man will hear. And then he also increase in learning. So it's important that we increase in learning. Learning the things of the Spirit. Learning the word of God. We increase in learning. We increase in learning.
Not many Christians increase in learning. A lot of people just like going to church not to learn the things of the Spirit or to learn the realities of Christ or to learn the things of Christ, but to enjoy company with one another. But it says the wise man will hear. The wise man. He will hear the word of God today. Tomorrow he will hear the word of God again. He will not just hear, he will also increase in learning. The more you hear the word, the more you increase in learning. The more you increase in the knowledge of Christ. It says grow in grace and in the knowledge. Don't stay with one message. All you know is just one message. Shout hallelujah. All right, continue. It's very, very important. All right, continue quickly. Verse 5.
A wise man will hear and increase learning.
Increase learning,
And a man of understanding.
And a man of understanding
will attain wise counsel.
Will attain wise counsel. Where do we get understanding from? From the word of God. I've taken my time to explain the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I've explained understanding. How many of you have been coming? You've heard about understanding. I said the Son of God has come and he has given us understanding. Hallelujah. But it says a man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. Now read the NIV quickly. A man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. Let the wise listen and do what? And add to their learning. Let them listen. And let them do what? Add to their learning. Continue. And let the discerning get guidance. So, the more you learn, the more you have guidance. Your life is guided by the word of God. You make choices based on the word of God. Now, listen very carefully. See, sometimes when I'm preaching, see, Christianity, when you are in Christ, your whole life is centered on one person. I've said this over and over again. It means that your choices must be consistent with what the person has said. Did you hear that? Your choices, your decisions, your guidance must be consistent with the word of God. You don't make decisions after the flesh. You don't make decisions after sight. You make decisions which are consistent with the word of God. That is one major reason for receiving or knowing the word of God, so that the decisions you make will be consistent with the word of God. So when you have understanding into God's word, you have wise counsel, you have guidance. The scripture says that the Spirit of God will guide you into truth. So your life is directed by the word of God. You direct your life based on the word of God that you know or that you have heard. Not based on what your parents tell you. No. Not based on what your friends tell you, but based on the word of God. Unless what your friend is telling you, what your parent is telling you is consistent with the word of God. If what they are telling you is not, the things they tell you are not consistent with the word of God, you don't take it. Why? What the scripture says is, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, you don't train him again. So you train up a child in the way he should go. The way is the word. And when the child is old, he will not depart from the word, the way you have trained him. So when you grow, you come of age. Whatever you hear must be judged according to the word. When a Christian does not have the word, then anything that comes to him is acceptable. You are guided by the word of God that you know. What about the word of God that you don't know? So when you realize that, and as I'm teaching, you understand a lot of things tonight. Amen. Your life is guided. You guide your life. You make decisions, choices, based on the word of God that you know. When you have understanding. So a Christian can make a decision and all the people around him or her or the family people and friends may not really understand. Sometimes there may be a big opportunity coming. You say, no, I don't like this one. You go for a smaller one. They said, this small one, what will you get from it? Everybody in the family is expecting you to go in this direction. You say, no, I'm going in this direction. They don't understand. Why? Because they don't have the word of God the way you have it. Then you would realize that the person goes in this direction, and at the end of the day, the person comes out more successful than those who went in that direction. Hallelujah. So it's very important. It's very important. It's very important that the wise will listen and add up to their learning. They will add up. Once they add up to their learning, their decisions, their guidance is based on the word. The Spirit of God cannot even guide you without the word of God in you. What will he tell you? That is why the Spirit of God moves or operates based on the word of God in a person. The Spirit of God does not just do anything. No. Because it's the Holy Ghost and it's in you. Because he is there to guide you into truth. So when you receive the word, you have received truth into you. And because you have received truth into you, the Spirit of God now leads you, enables you to make certain decisions based on the truth that you have received in you. You see what is ahead of you. All the people around you don't see it. So they say, oh, you are making a mistake. You say, no, I'm not making a mistake. I'm making decisions after the word of God that is inside of me. What does the scripture say? There is a way that seemeth right unto men. There is a way that seems right. It seems right. There is a way like that. It says there is a way that seemeth right. So there is a way like that that seems right unto men. So the people around you say, this is the way, let us walk in this way. You say, no, it seems right unto them. It seems right. There is a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof is what? Is destruction. The end thereof. But you see, when your decisions and choices are in accordance with the word of God, then you know that the end of your life will be in accordance with the word of God. When the decisions that you take, when you are guided by the word of God, the end results of your life will be the word of God. What people will see around you at the end, not in the beginning. It takes the word of God in you to walk to the end. It takes the word of God in you to walk to the end. To see the word of God that is in you manifest in your life at the end. The end. The end is more important than the beginning. When I was in JSS, my headmaster would always say that it is the end that crowns the work. So there is a way that seems right. When you see it, you say, hey, this is a big opportunity. It says the end is death. Oh, hallelujah. 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 When Jesus was born, he was born in a manger. He was born in a carpenter's home. That was his beginning, but that was not his end. And everything around him showed that, oh, this guy, what will he become? He was running errands for many people and for his father too. They said, that's the carpenter's son. Jesus come. That's Joseph's son. They knew him so much that when the Spirit of God came on him and he was doing miracles, they said, is that not Joseph's son, the carpenter's son? That was his beginning. But that was not his end. We are talking about him today. Why? The word of God, and the child increased in wisdom. He added more learning, more knowledge. He increased in wisdom. So it doesn't matter how you begin. What is important is that whatever you're doing, your decisions, your guidance must be in accordance with the word of God. And even if the Spirit of God is leading you, He leads you based on the word of God. We are not confused individuals. We are people of purpose in Christ Jesus. And the word of God gives us purpose. When you take decisions based on the word of God, you have purpose. You have the purpose for which you take such decisions. God doesn't lead you unless there is a purpose. It's very important. There is always a purpose for which God leads you. That is why there is always an outcome of that leading. So when God says that, go and work in this company, there is always a purpose to that. There is a purpose to which He says, go and work in this company. Then the outcome will be that purpose. You understand? The outcome of working in that company will be that the fulfillment of God's purpose. You would realize that the reason why He said that will begin to show forth, will begin to happen. Sometimes you may not necessarily know what He actually is talking to you about or what will happen. You only know that He says, do this. Shout hallelujah.
Stay tuned. We will be right back.
As I came into this place, I felt.
Do you find it difficult to pray? Do you lose interest in studying the Word of God?
He is reaching out to me.
Do you get excited about things that do not enhance your spiritual growth? Do you desire to grow spiritually and see the Word of God produce results in your life? Then join Minister Prince on our weekly podcast and Minister Prince Online by logging on to www.tcminternational.org. You're blessed. Welcome back.
There is always a purpose. You see, the Bible talks about Joseph, for instance. The Bible says Joseph had a dream. We all know about Joseph's story. And his brothers were doing what? Were bowing down to him. Had two dreams. The guy went through a lot of things. But God had a purpose for Joseph's life that Joseph himself did not know. See, when you read that this is what happened. Joseph's brothers came. At the end of the day, they came to bow down to him, and it was in accordance with his dream and all of that. But when you read scripturally, the scripture says that God was sending a man ahead of them. God was sending a man ahead of them in the book of Psalm. Even Joseph. So God was fulfilling his purpose, which Joseph even did not know. And all the others around Joseph did not know. Joseph just had a dream, and the dream happened. They saw the fulfillment of the dream and all of that. But God had a purpose to all of that that many did not know. Shout hallelujah. So the wise man will do what? Will listen. And do what? Increase in learning. And a man of understanding. Shout hallelujah. A man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. They say, let us decide for you. Let us say, no, just give me some time. By the time you go into the room and pray in the Holy Ghost and sit down on the word, see, sometimes I wonder. You understand? There is something that is bothering you. There is something that is delaying. You understand? Sometimes Christians, they just relax. Oh, we are relaxed. How can you relax like that? You enter your room, you pray in the Holy Ghost, you sit down on the word of God. And these are the things, see, when you talk about the Holy Ghost, you can't have much intimacy with the Holy Ghost outside the word. It is the personal time that you create for yourself to study the word of God. That is the time that you actually talk much with the Holy Spirit. And that is when the Holy Ghost reveals to you more things. So if you don't have any personal time that you study the word,
All you know is on Sundays you go to church, you go to Bible class. After that, you go home, you meet Bible class. You go in because of a friend that you meet, or a friend called you and say, "Will you come for Bible class today?" You say, "Okay, I'll come." You are wasting time. You're wasting time. There is something that is bothering you. There is something that you want to see happening. You get into the room, you pray. You take your Bible, you sit down and you study. By the time you are studying for days, you will see the solution just come. When people say, "I don't know, decision, I want to make a choice, I don't know whether to go here or to go here." What you need is your personal time in the Word of God. Because when you sit down to study, that's when the Holy Ghost shows up to teach you things. And through the teaching, He gives you what you should do. Are you following me? And that is one life that I have lived for years. You walk with the Holy Ghost. It's not just walking with the Holy Ghost. You go into the room, you stay there, maybe so for some days or some weekend. You are always busy, but weekend you are a little bit free. You get into the room, you pray small, you say, "Holy Ghost, this person is worrying me, what should I do now? Or this company is calling, this business too is calling, what should I do now? Now I'm done with school, I want to do this person is saying this, my parents are saying this, my friend is saying this, what should I do?" You sit down with the Word, you begin to study. You are praying, you are studying. All of a sudden you see the Holy Ghost show up and begin to give you what you should do. Personal time, studying, personal. Go to the book of Timothy quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Oh, shandelikash delebekosata. Maligo son deleba. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Are we all there? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The Christian is on the advantage. The Christian is on the advantage. By reason of our access to the spiritual, to the supernatural, we are on the advantage. The Christian is always on the advantage. It doesn't matter where he finds himself. It doesn't matter when you feel that you are stuck somewhere. It doesn't matter. You feel you are stuck somewhere. It doesn't matter. As long as your guidance is from the Word of God. As long as you make time. One great man of God, T.L. Osborne, said something. He said that God is after our two things. One is our time, two is our money. Our time. What you use your time for is very important. Spending some time studying the Word of God for yourself. For yourself. And many Christians don't do that. The way people have turned Christianity, what they've turned Christianity into is why we are doing this conference. Hallelujah. Shall we all read together 2 Timothy chapter what? 2 verse 15, quickly. It says, "Study to." You know, before I come, you know what Jesus said? It says, "If you continue in my word." He didn't say if you listen one and you go home and you sleep. It says, "If you continue in my word." There's such a thing as continuing in the Word of God. Not just hearing once. Not just hearing twice. Oh, Lord Jesus. How David loved to meditate on the Word of God. There are some characters in the Bible that when you study them, before I come to this scripture, there are some characters. You study about Daniel. You study about David, for instance. There are some characters like that. You look at how successful they were and why they were such successful. Like David. The guy never lost in a battle. Look at Daniel. The Bible says he prayed three times. He studied the Word of God. When the people wanted to catch him on anything, they said, "We wouldn't get anything against this man unless something which has to do with the law of his God." So the people around him knew that he was a student of the law. Daniel. So it is not, "Oh, by faith, Daniel fell into fire. He fell into lions, then he came back." No. No. You study about the man's life, you see that he was a student of the word. He was a student. And that was in the Old Testament. Where the guy could tell you the dream that you had and interpret it for you. In the Old Testament. It wasn't because he was so something. No, it was because of that. He had a kind of relationship with God. Through his prayer life, through his studies, the life of studies. He studied so much that the people around him knew that this guy studies the law of his God, and we wouldn't get anything against him unless it has to do with, it's connected to the law of his God. And he prayed so much, prayed 3 times every day. The guy was busy, he was more than a governor, but he had time to pray. That small company you are working in, you don't have any time to pray. You say, oh, you don't know, every day I'm busy. You're always busy. Then when things begin to come contrary to what the word of God has said, you begin to look for man of God. You say, you said this, why is it not happening? It's very important. Let us not sit down for things to happen. You understand? Christians wait for bad things to happen, then they begin to seek God. No, it's not necessary. It says, study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself. Who does the studying? But it's so powerful. It says, study to show yourself approved, accepted unto God, not unto men. So it says, you study to show yourself approved, acceptable to God as a workman. We are all workers together with God. Say, I'm a worker. With God. But then he tells us that we should do what? Study to show ourselves approved as workers in the sight of God. We should show ourselves acceptable as workers. So not all workers are acceptable. Workers who are acceptable are those who study. Not all workers in the kingdom are acceptable. It means that they are workers with faults. What did Paul say? He says, all of us are running, but it's not all of us, it's not everyone that gets the crown. He says, if you run and you don't run lawfully, you don't get anything. So they are principles as workers. In Christianity, they are principles. They are spiritual principles that you would only know and live by through the word of God. He says, God resists the proud, for instance, and gives more grace to the humble. It's a principle. You don't pray about that one. He says, what does he say? God does what? Resists the proud and gives more grace to the humble. He says, the one who is faithful in little will be faithful in much, or will be given much. So God starts with you little, you are faithful with a little, he will give you much. You wouldn't fast for him to give you much. For it is God that gives the increase. But then he's looking at your faithfulness. He says, Moses was faithful in all his household. It's a principle. So God has given you an assignment in the house of God. You remain faithful. That's why he says, study to show yourself approved, acceptable. So you can be working for the Lord and not be faithful. For instance, but you're a Christian. Are you following what I'm saying? But you're working for the Lord. We all know you are a worker together with Christ. But there is a fault somewhere. You are not faithful. There is a fault somewhere. You are not humble. There is a fault somewhere. You are not guided by the word. Your friend says... Your friend tells you, oh, when you do this will happen. You follow. Oh, when you do this will happen. You remember that guy? He has made it to it. He says, when I do this will happen. No. You become faulty. Are you following what I'm saying? So he says, study to show yourself approved. You study. Why? Because the person who studies is the one who knows the word. And the one who knows the word and moves according to the word will not be faulty in the sight of God.
But the one who is ignorant will go according to his heart desire. And his own personal choices, which may not be in accordance with the word of God, and so will be disapproved, even though people may be jubilating or celebrating him. Shout hallelujah. So, study to show yourself approved, a worker that does not need to be ashamed. The word ashamed there means to be faulty, to have blame. To have blame, to be faulty. He says, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, a person can wrongly divide the word of truth. And when you read that word, it says, there are people who say that the resurrection is already past and gone. Wrongly dividing the word of truth. When you read that word, it was talking about some people who were workers, disapproved workers, who were going around preaching and teaching the people that, oh, the resurrection of Jesus, the second resurrection, which is when Jesus comes, we will all be changed. The dead will rise. That is, the bodies will be immortalized. Do you understand? There are people going and saying that, oh, that is already past and gone. When you read downwards, it says, oh, it's past and gone. We finished with all the resurrections. You understand? So Paul says something. He says, if the dead will not rise again from the dead, then our preaching is vain. Why? Because there were people who were workers who were going around telling the people that, oh, the dead will not rise. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So now he took his time to do what? To teach that one. Shout hallelujah. So he says, study to show yourself approved a workman or as a worker that need not to be ashamed. That need not to be faulty, to have fault in the sight of God. It is rightly dividing the word of truth. So it is your responsibility to study. You have a personal responsibility as a Christian to do what? You have a personal responsibility as a Christian to do what? To study. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. You study yourself out of that place. I've said it over and over again. You steady yourself out of that place. It doesn't matter. You steady yourself out of that place. You steady yourself out of that place. Shout hallelujah. So it says, steady to show yourself approved as a workman. Steady to show yourself. So I asked, how many of you have a personal time for study? Nobody has. So you will be a workman with fault.
Thank you for listening. Please visit us at World Changes Conference this and every Sunday, 6 p.m. at Airport West Hotel, Accra. For more information, call us on +233-249-356529. You are blessed. Looking unto Jesus, enjoy grace as you grow in the knowledge of God.